Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it.
I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it.
So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Another fabulous, fun-filled evening. You know, we'll be talking about facts and stuff, you know, all that good stuff, all that fun stuff that keeps us humans happy. I am Sammy Brooks, and I have the beautiful Miss Princess Snow Angel here with me. How are you, darling?
Hi, I'm doing great, thank you. And how are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous, as always. How's your week been?
Awesome. Honestly, it's been one of the best weeks, especially for, like, just being on cam and kind of making up some of the hours that I missed from having to take days off from my situation last week. And I've also been doing some video clips, so those should be up on both ManyVids and my blog within tomorrow or the weekend. So that's really exciting. What I ended up doing was they were kind of more practice clips, but I saw that there was, like, a lot of footage that I could use and kind of combine to be, like, you know, a really sexy, exciting video. So me and my sex doll, that real doll that I have, Lily, I kind of practiced moving her around and did some different, you know, hot scenarios and whatnot. It'll be exciting, to say the least.
Oh, sweet. Well, the guys and girls are going to have to definitely be checking that out very soon. So we have a guest that's going to be joining us, and her name is MS Princess Anna. She will be, I'm going to have two princesses on the show today. Holy biscuit.
Yes.
Okay, I'll play the queen and you guys can be my princesses.
Yes. Sounds good.
Queen Sammy. So she's going to be joining us and she's a big time fetish model. So we're going to have fun with her. I know we had a fetish model on last week, but this week, you know, we're doing it again because I'm very intrigued by a lot of the things that these fetish models do. Like Anna, MS Princess Anna, she is really into heel crushing. So
yes,
I'm going to ask
I
her.
Saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know what the heck, what all is she crushing with her heels? I'm sure we could all figure it out,
right.
But it'll be fun to see or listen to what she has going on. But before we bring her on, I thought we would talk about toys because so many different cam models do so many different things using so many different kinds of toys. And I'm talking and objects. Some of them use some objects that I'm just like, really? You're putting that there? And it's amazing to me how some models can use certain things during cam shows when StreamMate is so strict on a lot of things that we can and cannot do. So I'm not going to, if I mention certain items, then people know who exactly I'm talking about, and I'm not going to be a bitch like that. I'll be nice. I'll be nice. kind of. So what do you think? Like how some models, they use some ginormous things. What do you think? You think that's good or bad?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I try to always, like, stay within whatever StreamMate's, like, obviously regulations or policies are for what they accept as toys. Because I know that I'm not sure exactly how they feel about, like, say, like, food items where, like, this is actually something I did in one of my video clips that I'm going to put on many vids is I used cucumber that's like kind of nice and slim and like it fit really good and both me and my sex doll and we put a condom over it obviously to make sure it was like not contaminated and whatnot but just from you know that basis I kind of like to use like out of the ordinary things as sex toys only for like special videos whereas when I'm on cam I'll use more like you know my whole wall of dicks as I call it which are all my dildos of multiple sizes and textures so yeah.
Her wall of dicks. So actually, vegetables, I never got in trouble. I used to do cooking shows in the kitchen on StreamMate, and I used my vegetables, and I never got in trouble. So unless they changed it up somewhere, but I haven't seen anything. But, yeah, and, I mean, and you know, vegetables are good for your body, so how could you get in trouble for that?
Oh, that's true. And I know hot dogs can always be a fun choice, too, so...
Yeah, it might be a little salty, but yeah.
It works. I always cover everything up, so it kind of makes it more like a real feel toy, but it's, like, really real.
Right? And then you can just eat it afterwards. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's funny shit. So what's the strangest request that you've had from a customer when it comes to putting an object inside of you? Like, have you had any crazy off-the-wall foreign objects they wanted you to use?
Well, interestingly enough, as I was looking at, like, Miss Anna's profile and different, like, video clips I saw, a lot of them included heels. I had some requests where I would have stiletto heels, and they'd have me put them on and kind of, you know, strut myself around, and then they wanted me to insert them. And I kind of did it. I obviously clean them up and stuff.
Right.
I was just like, I don't know how I could do this, especially because like, my skin's so sensitive. I just get so afraid. Like, you know, I don't want anything sharp to hit anything that, you know, I don't want it to be at. But
right.
I still, you know, I try it out.
You know, and that's one of the things, because that request, you know, that's like a typical one from a lot of the guys. But one thing I don't think the guys realize, you know, stilettos are pretty sharp. Like, you got to be careful.
Right.
Because, I mean, and I've got some that are, you know, 7, 8, 8.5 inches, and you just got to be really freaking careful. And another thing, too, it's like you were saying, your skin is sensitive. And if a girl, and I've seen some girls do some nasty shit. And I saw one girl, she was using her her heels, I'm not going to say any names, and they were disgustingly dirty. Like, she had been out in a freaking mudstorm. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, and I actually like this person, and I've had her on the show before, and that's why I'm not going to say any names, because she knows who she is. Because I told her, I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, clean your shoes. I'm like, come on, you got to keep yourself clean. Which comes to another little thing, which is good for cam models, is keep your room clean. Like, if your room is dirty, that says a lot about you. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I've always
tended to be pretty organized. I have a ritual where I set everything up in such a way before I go on, but that's definitely,
right.
I can see why that's important.
Yeah, that's how I am. It's like, I need to have my toys on the right side of me, because if they're not on the right side of me, because I'm right-handed for one, but if they're not on the right side of me, then I feel discombobulated. If my pillows aren't in the right spot, then I feel just like everything's out of whack. So my room has to be set up completely perfect before I go on. And, of course, my makeup has to be, like, on point. So.
Oh, my gosh, wait. Yes.
Right? But
I'm so bad about that.
That's what takes me the longest. It takes me longer to get ready for cam than it does for me to get ready to go on a date with my husband.
Seriously.
I'm like, oh, no wonder he gets upset with me. Like, seriously, you take longer to get ready for cam than you do to go out with me. And I'm like, oh, well, sorry. I'm like, what do you do? Oh my goodness. Okay, let's bring on this caller before our guest comes in and joins us very soon. All right, 561, is this who I think it is?
Yes, hello, Sammy and Princess No Angel. It's Sweet Pea. How are you both doing tonight?
Fabulous, Sweet Pea. What do you got going on?
Just loving you ladies. Enjoying the week.
Nice. You got any big plans for the 4th of July?
Probably have some barbecue going on with the family.
Nice. Are you going to barbecue some wieners?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Grilled wieners. Yum. Oh, yum. And then Princess Snow Angel can use them in her cam show afterwards.
Yes.
Grilled wieners in her vagina. Now that's an interesting little cam clip there.
It's my favorite. What can I say?
Okay.
Just relish the opportunities.
Oh,
yeah.
But bump. Oh, sweetie. So, what do you got for us today, there, sweetness?
I'm excited for tonight's guest. I mean, I have a friend who is a bodybuilder as well. She doesn't do camming, but, you know, she does treat me well when I see her.
Oh, is that the one that you sent me the picture of?
Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely a bodybuilder. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
With big old titties. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Anna that's coming on, she has a very strong Southern accent, so you guys are going to have fun with her. Total sweetheart. Brought to my attention by a really good friend of mine, so this will be great to have her on. So, Sweet Pea, I'm going to put you back on hold, darling, and then when she comes on the air, I will bring you back on with us.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okay, now don't play too much with your sweet penis there, okay?
Okay.
Oh, poor Sweet Pea. I'm always picking on him. But if I didn't pick on him, then, you know, it would be boring. But, you know, hey, you just got to do it. You got to pick on the sweet penis. Every once in a while. Okay, so like I was talking about, you know, the big toys and different objects that cam girls like to use. There's a lot of cam girls that don't follow the rules, and which I don't give a shit because I do my own thing and I don't care. Like when I say I'm trolling for girls on cam sites, it's because I want to find, you know, new models to come on the show, and I kind of base their personality off how they do their cam shows. And
yeah,
every once in a while I come by one, I'll go into their cam show, and sometimes I'll even pay for them, and I'll go in there and I'm like, holy fucking shit, like, did she really just do that? Did she put that there? Like, that big ass Oh my gosh. I've seen some crazy shit from some of these models. Like, I've seen triple insertion from ginormous toys that, how is it possible that girls can fit three ginormous, you know, dildos inside of their vagina? Like, I don't get it.
I guess it's an acquired skill.
Right?
Just
like, how long did you practice that?
Right.
Oh, and, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm so good. You know, like, I saw the video clip that Vanessa had done for StreamMate. I think it was on Instagram. Maybe it was on Instagram and Twitter. And she was saying on there, no fisting, no this. And I'm thinking, huh. If you only knew how many girls are doing this. I'm like, they like the fisting the vagina. And I've had guys actually... I've seen guys turn on their cam and they fist their bums. And I'm like, somebody's had a little fun in his lifetime.
Oh, my God.
That's like a lot of flexibility for a guy, too. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, how the hell? I'd be like, I don't know what I would say if I dated somebody that could actually do that. I would be like, huh. Do I think this is strange, or do I intrigue myself and just fist it for him?
Hey, it can be impressive. I mean, it's definitely something I think you'd have to build up to, seriously. Like,
oh, definitely.
From
oh,
the smaller
goodness.
Toys to medium to the extra large, like, crazy.
Right? Okay, let me bring on this other caller here. Is this Johnny?
Greetings, my dear. How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous. What is going on in the world of Johnny?
Well, presently I'm listening to Radiant Beauties chatter away.
Aw. Thanks.
And I'm also feasting on some cheese sticks.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Because my body is a temple. One in ruins, but still a temple.
You just gotta, like, shove that in my face. I'm on an extreme low-carb diet, and I could kick your ass through the frickin' phone right now. Like, I could so kitty slap you. I'm gonna slap you with a cheese stick. Oh, my goodness.
That kind of raises a very interesting question. Have you ever had... any individuals request bizarre food-oriented fetishes?
I actually had somebody not too long when I started on StreamMate where it didn't quite start out that way for me, but they ended up paying for a exclusive block session for about 15 minutes, and they had me do my makeup in such a crazy way where literally I had black eyeliner all the way up to almost my eyebrow. And I had a lot of, like, overdone blush. Basically, it was like a clown that was, like, you know, on a deathbed. So, you know, that was fine. I kind of had fun doing the makeup. So then he asks me if I had any cucumbers or bananas. And I said, not at the moment. And so he's like, well, if I tip you, will you bring them on in your next show? And I said, possibly. And he gave me a dollar tip and said, well, if you do, I'd love to see the makeup you did on yourself on the fruit or vegetable, and then he signed it off, and I never saw him again. So,
okay.
So make up those vegetables. Make them pretty.
Oh,
all right,
my gosh.
To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own. I don't think I've had any really crazy. I mean, when I first started camming, it was, you know, it was basically, oh, do you have the simple stuff, you know, banana, zucchini, carrots, all that stuff. So I've done all that, but I haven't had any like crazy off the wall. No, I guess the only craziest thing was the guy wanted me to lather my whole self and my hair in whipped cream. And I told him, I said, I'll gladly do it. I said, you send me all the whipped cream. I said, and I'll gladly do it. Like, but at the time
I
had hair extensions
too. Joe, peanut butter.
Oh yeah. I haven't had that one. Yeah, peanut butter, no, because you know what the questions follow after the whole peanut butter talk.
So, yeah, and of course, my whole thing is with my OCD, absolutely not. No.
Oh, that's funny. Well, what's
nine
the craziest
times washing
thing?
Our hands.
What's the craziest thing that you've wanted to see a girl do? Or do you have any fetishes?
I don't know if I really necessarily
have. You ever asked a girl to put a cheese stick in her vagina?
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're pretty much still on the halfway normal side.
Yeah, I'm kind of mundane and boring, actually.
Really? So all you do is missionary style?
I didn't say it was that boring, now did I?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just checking. Just wanted to see.
There's some creativity, and it comes out when it is required.
Well, I'm wondering what. I hope our guest is still going to show up. Huh. Well, we'll find out if she does or not. Did you have a chance to check out our guest that's going to be joining us tonight there, Johnny?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think of those big bodacious tatas?
It's one of those things that it'll certainly get your attention.
Oh boy. Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely flotation devices made for two.
Well, I mean, hey, they're aesthetically pleasing and they're functional, so
you know,
winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I told my husband. He's like, why do you have to get your boobs so big? I'm like, well, I'm not tiny. I said, so my boob size, like, works for me. I said, and look at it this way. If we get stuck out in a boat somewhere, you got something to float on. Like, geez. There's a message to my bigness.
I mean, you might could get an honorary gig as a member of the Coast Guard there, dear.
Ooh, I'd have fun with that one.
Yeah, we get you a little fancy vest and everything.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
I'd
wait a minute. That would be a problem there.
Probably.
Certain implements might not quite fit in the vest.
Oh, I have that problem all the time. I have these cute little shirts and jackets that I had before I'd have the boobs put in. And, yeah, they don't work so well anymore. Not so much.
Yeah, I saw a deal from a girlfriend of mine this afternoon. She was a little perturbed about trying to find a bikini that would quite fit in each area, top and bottom. And she's like, too bad you can't mix and match this crap. I understand.
You can.
I totally get you.
You actually can. Yeah, you actually can. If you go to the right store, you go to the right online store, because I love that Venus.com, because they actually accommodate girls with big boobs. So.
I shall share her name with you later, and you can assist her in those regards, so she will not have the frustration of trying to find things any longer.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where if you go into a store and they have bikini sets that are put together, every girl is different size on the top and the bottom, so you can't just buy. I remember back in the day, that's what they did. They always had them in sets. And before I got my boobs, I was really small on top and I had a nice big booty. So it was like, I'd have to buy, a medium large for my butt, but a medium large didn't fit my boobies. I mean, I looked like a freaking sunken sack of potatoes. Like, where's your titties? Where'd they go?
I guess now everything's back in proportion now, isn't it?
Oh, now it is, yeah. Hence the low-carb diet.
Nah, I wouldn't know anything about low-carb. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah. Furby,
like I said, my body
learning.
Is a temple.
And we, you know
One
what?
One in ruins,
we,
but still.
We love it, though. So we were talking a little bit about girls and your cam models using ginormous objects and toys. What is your take on this? what you've seen from cam models so far?
Well, I've seen some unique situations where I've been like, I have a feeling that the laws of gravity are about to be broken, or the laws of physics, one of the two. And sometimes I'm right, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know something like that could fit there. How about that? Surprise, surprise.
Oh, my God. What's the craziest thing that you've seen?
I think it probably goes to the realm of the produce deal with a... oh, Lord, what is it? It's like a squash-type thing. Butternut squash.
What? Those are not
squash. A butternut squash. No,
but
they
are
not.
Not
no, no,
wow.
No, no.
That's the, like, a butternut squash is like the size of Princess Snow Angel. Seriously.
Pretty much, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I worked in a grocery store and worked in a produce department, so I'm like, you know, I never looked at that item quite the same way again when I was stocking it on the shelf after that.
No wonder when I bought a butternut squash last time, it didn't taste so good. It had the taste of somebody sucking vagina on it. That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was a vagina nut squash. It was kind of fleshy tasting. It had
a
flesh flavor. You know, the only bad thing when I've done, like, cucumbers and stuff in my vagina, and then the guys will ask me to eat it afterwards, my vag is really warm, and it really makes the cucumber warm. It's like, this isn't as good as when I eat it right out of the refrigerator. It wasn't warm.
Sorry.
Don't taste.
It's a little warm. Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't salty, so that's a good thing.
Yes,
but with a hot dog, it practically cooks it.
See, ding, ding, ding. New way to. Who needs a campfire?
Oh, right? Seriously. Oh, my gosh. And then you got the fire hydrants to put out the fire. I mean, there you go. All these freaking squirters all
hey,
over the
winner,
place.
Winner, chicken dinner. Once again.
Seriously.
Like,
oh,
look,
my.
We covered all our bases here.
So coming from a man, let me ask you, what is it, you know, from your perspective, that is the most appealing from a cam model when you go into their shows?
First, if I'm not exactly taken by the personality instantly within like the first 4 or 5 minutes, I'm gone. I mean, you got to get me with the personality, then the eyes hook me, and then everything else is just a bonus as far as I'm concerned. I'm just a happy onlooker in most cases. You really don't even have to do anything too fancy. I mean, if you want to do jumping jacks or something like that, or turn backflips, or assemble a small model kit, hey, have at it. I'm happy just to watch.
Well, you're pretty easy to please, so that's something nice. Easy to please, Johnny boy. Johnny boy.
I
won't tell everybody.
I try to be easy to please. Remember, I've told you I'm a cheap date. A couple of good fine cigars, a bag of Twizzlers, and some whiskey, and I'm your huckleberry.
And some cheese sticks for dessert. Oh, my goodness. All right, Johnny, do you have anything
now,
else?
Shall we?
You have anything else for us there, Johnny, darling?
No, I just had to call and lend my support, and I shall be listening, and I am observing, waiting to observe your guest a little bit more, but from what I am seeing, oh, my.
Oh, my.
Hello,
oh my.
Indeed.
For sure.
You know, that kind
all
of
right,
thing needs
Johnny.
To come with a warning label.
Yeah, those titties will poke an eye out, that's for sure.
Damn skinny.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling in.
Later, taters. You all have a nice, happy 4th of July weekend.
Yes,
you too.
Enjoy your cheese stick.
I shall.
Fucker. You fucker. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm not sure if my guest got confused on the time zone because she's on a different time zone. But if she did, then that's okay. I will gladly bring her back on. I'll be texting her later. So we're going to take a really quick break. I'm going to let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcement. It only takes about a minute and 13 seconds. So if y'all can piss really quick, get up and go do it now. And we will be right back.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. Check us out live weekly every Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., webcamming with Sammy and Sage every Thursday at 7 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea every Friday at 11 p.m., and Urban Society every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. New shows come in summer 2017, so be on the lookout. Indie artists, submit your music submissions to dollhousemp3@gmail.com. Be sure to include your bio or one sheet, a photo, and your track in MP3 format. And make sure you are checking out our website, hotsugartea.com, daily for the latest in adult film gossip, music, entertainment news, and all things Dollhouse Radio. Follow us on Instagram at hotsugar2 and at Dollhouse Radio. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are absolutely wonderful. Love when you do the announcements. They're done so nicely. Okay, so ladies and gents, let's get back to our program of webcamming with Sammy and Princess Snow Angel. So, I just want to update everybody. If you don't know, Miss Sage Montana, she is, like, seriously ready to freaking pop. Like, I think she only has, like, a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. And she's going to be pushing that baby out. Yeah. So I saw her picture on Instagram today. So freaking beautiful. She had this little sports bra. Well, it wasn't a little sports bra because she's got ginormous tits and her belly poking out. And it was so pretty. I was like, oh, she's such a pretty pregnant lady. I love it. Like, oh, so glad it's her, not me. So glad.
Does
so
she know
glad.
What she's having?
Yes, yeah, she's having a little girl.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. I told Furby, I said, okay, we're going shopping this weekend because her baby's going to be here very soon. But I'm going to buy bigger clothes so her daughter can wear them later on. Like,
because yeah,
newborns grow too damn quick. So, okay, let's get into this. You know, first we were talking about the toys and whatnot with the cam models. Excuse me. Let's kind of talk about a little more of the fetishes. I don't have our fetish model on here, but that's okay. We can just talk about it ourselves, amongst ourselves. And if any of you would like to chime in, just make sure you press 1. That's 646-595-4038. And then press the number 1 so I can put you on the air so that way you can join in on the conversation. Now, when it comes to fetishes, like, I haven't ever really been a big fetish, like, model. I mean, I'll do my foot fetishes for my guys, and some guys like to ass worship and all that. And, you know, I do the easy stuff. But some of these fetish models, they'll get straight into dominating. And I can do it to the first level. But some of these girls, like the financial domination, and I'm thinking, how the fuck have I not been financially dominating these guys? What is wrong with me? Like, where do you take it when it comes to your fetishes that you do?
Well, I think one of them I've grown quite a bit of interest in, and I'm kind of touching upon 2 points, is a lot of different role play scenarios where it could be on the scale of, like, say, schoolgirl or whatever else. Not on cam, of course, but for more so my videos where I really can expand upon it. And then not only that, but also me and my boyfriend – are, you know, very fortunate to be able to be together and open up about all of our different sexual interests. And we both like it when, like, we both kind of dress up and, like, I'll put some makeup on him and a wig and, like, he'll wear a pair of my panties and we'll just, like, you know, get crazy. Maybe I'll put a strap on. Maybe my doll will join in. It's a great time. So.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Now, my husband, he's put on my panties and they get stretched out and I can't usually wear them afterwards, but but I don't think I'd put them yet. No, I did put a wig on them once, but I haven't, like, recorded them. Not yet. Yeah, no. Nope. We leave our naughty fun time to our personal time. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. I got to put makeup on my Furby now. I got to do that.
Oh my gosh, though. Like, the first time I applied eyeliner to my boyfriend, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, you look like this sexy rock star. I'm like, this is great.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just like, dude. I don't know. We have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like, I can't remember, do you guys do cam shows together?
We used to, when we very, very first got into, like, looking at, you know, different cam sites such as Chatterbait. It was actually just about a year ago now where we did our first broadcast on Chatterbait in the summer. But we only did that for about a month because between both of us being on cam, we made a few tips, but it wasn't really anything, like, you know, to write home about. So,
right.
Then in the wintertime, we kind of were like, hey, let's try this again, but he suggested, why don't you just try being on cam? And it just seemed to work better that way. But he does a lot of work behind the scenes, helping me get the best technical equipment. And he also is a great addition to my videos, whether he's helping me film or, you know, in addition to all the fun.
Or he's wearing a wig and your makeup and your panties. I mean, geez.
He pulls it off so wonderfully, though. Literally. Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's freaking funny shit. I gotta stalk that. I need to go stalk some videos of yours and see what I can find.
We'll have some new ones being posted on our blog, so check often.
Oh, nice, love it. You should do like a one day like special, have them on cam with you, like one day, just be like, hey, today I'm gonna feature so and so. And, oh, my God, especially if he had on a wig. You know how many guys would go nutso, the fetish guys? Because I have so many guys that dress up. Like, they put on wigs and dresses, and they just love. And I will tell you what, I love those guys so much because they don't expect anything. They just want attention from you, and they pay for it. They pay to have you watch them do their thing, dress up, wig, some of them put makeup on. And I'll tell you what, that's like the easiest freaking cam shows ever.
Right.
Literally.
Right. And they're always so kind and respectful, and they just, it's a good show all around, I think. So, I agree.
Right. Oh, so it's completely different. When you get the guys who want to come on cam and share their other side of their sexuality, their attitudes and way they treat the cam girls is so completely different. Like, I've never had a guy that dresses up ever be mean, rude, like nasty, nothing. Never once. And they just love the attention. And I'm thinking, bring on more. Show me more. Give me more dress-up boys.
Mm-hmm.
More dress-up boys. Oh, my goodness. Let me, since he's still waiting and our guest did not show, let me just bring him back on. Sweet Pea, I'll bring you back on before our show comes to an end. I saw a tweet. I didn't read it all because I came back to my studio page. What was your tweet there, darling?
Yes, you were mentioning carbs earlier, and I thought carbs would stand for clits, ass, and round boobs.
Oh, well, then I guess I don't need to quit eating carbs. I got that freaking covered right there. Jeez Louise. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. We don't even want to, let's not even talk about carbs anymore. I'm like, I'm over that. Like,
you don't need to worry about brain. It, though. You're flawless. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Okay, I freaking love this chick even more. love, love, love. Well, we'll just say certain areas need to be tweaked a little. I mean, I could just go to the doctor, but nah, Furby said enough of that. No more. I'm like, oh, damn it. It's so much easier. Just go in for a nip and tuck here and there, and you're good to go. So, Sweet Pea, I know you are into your little fetishes. You have your thing. What is the one fetish that you love the most with models?
I mean, I love when they can do shower shows.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
That's a really easy one.
Especially also when they can do a double toys in like either gold shows or private, two toys at one time.
Oh, so you like the double penetration?
Yes.
Oh, nice. You dirty bird. Dirty bird.
Yes.
Well, do you like to have one in your ass while you're fucking your girls?
Well, I think of it as this way. If it's going to please her, if it's going to do something to her, it should do equal meaning to me. So.
Okay, so that's a yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
just say yes. I thought, yeah. Yeah, don't need the explanation.
Yeah.
Just say yes. Yeah, I like to take it in the butt. I mean, shit, I do, so I'm not going to lie. Whatever. It's what it is.
Yeah. I've got
a
huge
sometimes.
Double dong. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, super long double dong specifically for those is like, oh, it's great.
Sweet. All right, there, Sweet Penis. I'm going to have to put you on hold because I have another caller that's patiently waiting.
Okay, take care. And by the way, I know you were mentioning Sage having her baby soon, and your birthday's coming up soon, so I'll both be giving you a little something.
I know. I hope she has the baby on my birthday. That'd be awesome. Okay, let me take this other caller here. All right. Okay, caller from 313, how are you doing?
How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous.
What
is your name?
My name is, I go by Butterbean, so I think
Princess Butterbean. Oh my gosh, she's one of my hugest fans.
I wanted to call in and defend my name, though. You were saying that I wear your underwear and all that stuff. You know, that was your idea, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, I think it's hot, and just the fact that you're man enough to be able to pull it off is like, yeah, rock it.
Nice. Now I'm going to have to, are you on social media there, Butterbean?
I am as PSA models. I'm a Princess No Angels promoter, I'd say.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, do you have any pictures of your panties that you wear?
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of pictures, but they're not online yet.
Yes.
Oh, well, hello, get on it, Butterbean.
Oh,
I want to see
sure
your booty, Butterbean.
Oh, my gosh. Male stripper
your
status.
Butterbean booty, I want to see it. I love that name, Butterbean. I could just keep saying it. Butterbean. I'm in love with a Butterbean.
Yes.
one of my exes, I guess.
There you go. So what is it about cam models that you love the most there, Butterbean? I love it, Butterbean.
Well, really specific thing. The only cam model I really love is Princess No Angel, so... when I was six, I used to watch a little bit of Chatterbait. I wasn't really huge, really big into it. And then when we met, I think she told you the story that we decided to start on Chatterbait in a bind, and it seemed to work out best for her, just her to go on and model. So it's been a pretty good road so far, I'd say.
Nice.
Yeah,
love
I just wanted
it.
To say that, you know, Princess No Angel is probably in my opinion, the best new cam model out there. So, and she works really, really hard. She really does, and she's very intelligent. I can definitely see her and, you know, the company doing very well in the next year or two.
Sweet. Oh, that's very nice of you. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I wanted to have her on, you know, on the show also, is because of the fact of after we first interviewed her, I was like, holy biscuits, this little chica, she's going to definitely go very far in the industry, for sure.
She's amazing. Really, really
is. Thank you.
Aww. Her little cheeks are, her little cheeks are turning red.
Oh, my gosh, how do you know?
Oh, my goodness, this is awesome. I love it when we have fans call in.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. You too, Sammy. I've talked a couple times to you on Twitter. You don't really realize I have. But
yeah,
we watched your videos the last week or so, and we were blown away. So you do a really good job.
Ah! And big old titties and that ass flapping around.
Oh, my gosh. You're the best.
You're really good at you're a good actress, so it comes through.
Oh, you guys are – okay, now you're going to make me blush. Jeez, you guys are turning this shit around on me. What the hell?
All right, well, let's go and finish the show here. And I just want to say hi and thanks for everything you guys have done. And look forward to hearing the next week's show.
Well, thanks, Butterbean.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Much love, Butterbean.
Yeah, I'll see you in a little bit. There,
oh, okay. My gosh, I love that. Butterbean. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're going to have to point him out to me on Twitter, because now I'm curious.
Oh,
Yeah.
I will.
I'm like, okay, who the hell is Butterbean? Like, I like that. I love that stage name, though, Butterbean. So cute.
There's beans.
Now starring in my cam show tonight for one night only, the famous Butterbean. Oh, my Lanta, with his blonde wig and my panties. Oh, we could have fun with that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I am sorry, everybody, for us missing MF Princess Anna. I will find out what happened to her and get her rescheduled, because I would love to have her come on and do her fetish talk, because she has been doing this for quite some time, and she's doing very well financially. So her insight on her fetish work would be very, very helpful to other fetish models that are struggling or just want to start getting into the industry fetish-wise. So that would be awesome to have her on. So on that note, my little spinner princess, why don't you give your shout-outs on what you have coming up, what you want everybody to know, you know, all the good, juicy stuff.
Oh, yeah. So on Twitter, you can find me and follow me at Princess Snow, that's with three S's, and Princess Snow 757, fully. You can also check me out on my actual website and blog, where I will be posting new video clips and a couple updates on different articles and topics I'll be discussing on the website, which is princesssnowangel.com. I also have ManyVids, which will be having new content on it very soon, and that's ManyVids.com, where you can find me at PrincessSnow757. And then also, of course, StreamMate. You can find me on cam or through the PSA Models link on my site, and I usually cam around 11 or midnight Eastern Standard Time, so check back.
Nice. You know, I remember when I first started camming, oh my gosh, I would do morning, afternoon, and late night. Like, I would sometimes hop on. If I couldn't sleep, I'd get on at, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, if I knew I wasn't going to sleep good, I'd just leave my eyelashes on, and they'd stay intact, and I'd get up and do a quick shower, and my makeup would still be in place, and I'd just hop on cam. I mean, and now I'm like, no, yeah, no. Now I'm just like, yeah, no, that ain't going to happen. No, uh-uh. I'm like, those late nights just do not work for me anymore, because I get up too early now. I'm like, I can't do it. My vagina can't work those late nights anymore. Oh, my goodness. All right, everybody, you know where you can find me on Twitter at SammyBrook69. Also on Instagram at Sammy_Brook69. And then my cam show, Sammy_Brook.CamModels.com. And, of course, you know, I say I'm going to be on and then something happens. So just look for my tweets and then you'll know when I'm coming online. Because every time I say I'm going to be on the next day when we're on here, like, something happens. I get busy and I don't get on cam. So just follow the tweets, SammyBrook69 or Instagram, and you will definitely see when I will be coming on, because 4th of July week, you will definitely be seeing my vagina and my ass and my titties. They will be flapping all over the place for your enjoyment.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And Butterbean, I'm coming after you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to stalk you, Butterbean. Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody. We are going to go for now. Thank you so much, Princess Snow Angel. And I will let everybody know what happened to our MS Princess Anna, and definitely bring her back on. So everybody have a fabulous, fabulous evening, a wonderful, safe 4th of July. You know, just go eat, drink, have sex, you know, all that good stuff that we all like to do. So on that note, we are out, boys and girls. We will see you next week for some loads of fun, and everybody can tell me how hungover they are from the 4th of July. All right. Love you, sexy. I'll talk to you soon.
Love ya.
All right. Bye, darling.
Bye. Stay sexy.
Bring it home. Bring it home, baby. You ain't gotta worry about that. Greatness, heart of a soldier, mind of a first lady.